Listening 3. Business class.
Listen to part of a lecture in a business class.
In your textbook, the author states that companies sell products, but companies market brands. And several of you have asked me about that distinction between selling products and marketing brands. I thought we ought to take some time to talk about it in class. So let me give you an example. Suppose that we have a company and the product's chicken. Then it's easy to understand that we're selling chicken. Maybe we're even selling a special preparation of chicken, barbecued chicken. And maybe we include lemonade and a hot roll free with our barbecued chicken. We may even have the best service. But we're still selling chicken, even though it's a special preparation, and even though we've provided an attractive package with free additional products and good service. All of that's still selling. But what's marketing then? Well, when we market a product, we have to create meaning that attaches itself to the product, something that makes the product more unique and more desirable than other similar products. Maybe this chicken was a family recipe that was handed down from Aunt Ruby. So this isn't just chicken, it's Aunt Ruby's recipe. And eating it's special because she doesn't give the recipe to anyone but family. And being in the restaurant is just like being in Aunt Ruby's kitchen. How you interpret the experience is just as important as how you view the product. See what I mean? Take a look at commercials on television if you really want to understand marketing, because these commercials almost always represent the product as something else. Success, sex, youth, all of these are important to the consumer. So when a car is marketed, for example, it's shown in the context of a successful crowd of people in an upscale neighborhood, or the man who buys the car gets the woman. Or the woman who buys the car is young, beautiful, and desirable while she's driving it. And marketing's what attaches that meaning to the product. You may not be able to buy youth, but you can buy products. And the message is that these products will get you what you really want. Okay, so marketing's selling an image or a benefit, something that's really attractive and larger than the product itself, and by attaching it to the product, we can give that larger meaning to what we want to sell. Go back to the car commercial for a minute. We want to sell cars, but we market them by selling something bigger first, and by association, we sell the cars. This brings us to the term branding. Now, branding is similar to marketing because the customer perceives the product as being valuable. So then, branding's more about the customer than it is about the product. It's the personality of the product that people relate to. Think Allstate Insurance, and you'll probably come up with, "You're in good hands." And their competitor, State Farm, will remind you, "Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there." This is an emotional relationship that customers have with the personality of the product. Rob Frankel's probably one of the most widely respected business consultants in the area of product branding. In his book, The Revenge of Brand X, he says, business is about relationships, not about transactions. That's not an exact quote, but it's close. And he's so right on. Branding isn't about the product or even about the customer service. It's about the customer's perception of the product and the relationship with the personality of the product. And that's how branding works. So it's not a logo, it's not a name, although name recognition or the familiarity of a logo is helpful. It's not a commercial or even a string of commercials in a marketing plan. It's more about loyalty and confidence and all of the things that make a relationship good. Customers have to do more than recognize the brand. They have to be motivated to buy it and continue to buy it over time. In a way, it's a telegraphic marketing message that's easy to understand and speaks to the customer. And it has to be a consistent message. I mean that to build a brand, and more important, brand loyalty, you have to repeat that message over and over. Say it loud enough and long enough, and it starts to sound right. And even more important, it starts to echo in your customers' heads when they think about making a purchase. So what's the result that we're going for? It's when the customer will wait until the store gets more of it instead of buying a different brand. Or if the price goes up, the customer will pay extra instead of buying a cheaper brand. And this is brand loyalty, which is especially important in an industry where there isn't very much difference in the competing products. Laundry detergent. Now, that's really a very similar product across brands, but people tend to buy the same one. Okay, then. How do we give our products a personality so we can develop a relationship with customers? Well, Aunt Ruby's someone that we can relate to when we think about chicken. But celebrity spokespersons are an even more obvious option. When kids think about Nike shoes, do they want a relationship with a shoe, with Nike, or with Michael Jordan? It's pretty obvious that Air Jordan shoes are all about the basketball player. That's taking branding to its logical conclusion.
12. What is the lecture mainly about? Listen again to part of the lecture and then answer the following question.
Go back to the car commercial for a minute. We want to sell cars, but we market them by selling something bigger first, and by association, we sell the cars.
Why does the professor say this?
Go back to the car commercial for a minute.
According to the professor, why do consumers develop brand loyalty? How does the professor emphasize his point about branding? 16. Why does the professor mention laundry detergent? 17. According to the professor, what would be a good way to sell a product?